Good morning. It's October 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and today's title is Joy from Adversity. The music you're listening to is cello music from the Brooklyn duo Dancing on My Own. I have been entrusted with a box that has the Hope Diamond inside. The box may not be that attractive to others, but when you open it, you see the most dazzling beauty. Emily Colson. Those of us who lived through the Watergate scandal of the early 1970s will remember Chuck Colson, an attorney who was part of President Nixon's inner circle, and who was subsequently convicted of federal crimes and sentenced to several years in prison. See U-Turn, June 16th. Through that experience, which led not only to his becoming a Christian, but eventually to a huge international prison ministry, Colson became one of the best-known Christian evangelists of the 20th century. He describes this as a signature paradox. Out of his prison experience came a challenge, and meeting that challenge turned out to be more fulfilling than anything he could ever have imagined. He concluded that true joy and freedom come from obedience to one's calling, not from following one's immediate desires with no restrictions. Our opening quote is from his daughter Emily, whose son, Max, was born autistic. The strain on their marriage led to a divorce, and the bright horizon she looked to after college, happy marriage, a successful job, was replaced with a sky of deep darkness and threatening storm clouds. Chuck himself went into a deep depression, grieving for his daughter. But Chuck says his daughter fought back every step of the way, once she conquered her initial paralyzing fear. As a single mom, she worked to find additional funding for the special school he required. She went through all the difficulties of being a single mother, but with the added burden of Max's diagnosis. But gradually, a remarkable thing happened. Colson says his daughter's own personal faith deepened, and she developed an iron-strong character. Others describe her as, quote, radiant and constantly filled with joy, unquote. Putting her writing and art career on hold, she invested almost all of her time and energy into Max. People who know her will tell you that she has never once voiced a complaint or express the unfairness of it all. The opening quote is her description of her own life. She isn't just an example of someone who overcame adversity, according to Colson in his book The Good Life. She is an illustration of how one can find true joy in their calling, even if it evolves from difficult circumstances. Her calling wasn't to reach the top of a profession, but to care for someone limited in almost every way except his capacity to love. Pursuing that calling with all her energy led to a person truly joyous and free, not depressed and trapped. The Bible, of course, is replete with such stories. Out of Abraham and Sarah's long infertility came Isaac. Out of abandonment, adoption, being a fugitive for murder, came Moses. Out of human trafficking, false imprisonment, and threatened execution came Joseph. From a poor shepherd boy, despised by his older brothers, sent to fight a giant, came King David. And there are many more. We've talked of the chief end of man before. The Westminster Catechism says it is making sure that everything we do is to the glory of God. But how do we do that? Well, we use our God-given gifts in whatever endeavor we undertake to comply with the two things Jesus told us specifically were the most important. Love God with everything we have, and love our neighbor as ourself. When we do that, joy and peace follow, even if we must come through extreme adversity in order to accomplish it. No, it doesn't follow immediately. Tragedy is tragedy for all of us, but some shut down, they let their gifts go fallow, they turn away from God in anger and disappointment. But some realize that God isn't the bad guy. In fact, he's the very definition of the good guy, who will always be available for you, always love and support you, and in point of fact, already laid down his life, specifically to save yours. The people that come to this realization, despite incredibly difficult circumstances, will find a joy that many will never experience. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure your faith is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. James 1-2 from The Message. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Direct your Holy Spirit to strengthen and redirect us when we feel we're about to crumble under the burden of our misfortunes. Help us to realize that our characters are tempered in the furnace, and that applying the gifts you have given us through adversity will see us through to the other side, where we find a joy we had not thought possible. Grant us patience, Lord, to wait on you. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.